You mentioned being allowed to smoke in the waiting room. Can you talk about your memories of hospital waiting rooms over the years?
Well, in particular, King's College was a huge room, and didn't matter what was wrong with anybody, we all sat close together, you know. And, well, waiting time wasn't too bad in that case, but the local hospitals were a lot worse. In some cases, they put up a board saying the waiting time to visit the doctor is expected to be, it could be 1 to 2 hours. And some didn't put any time on, so you had no idea. But, well, I have waited, I must say, 2 to 3 hours. I always go prepared. I take a sandwich with me and a drink. Because the minute you get up from your seat to go somewhere to get a sandwich, you'll be called. But as I say here, I have no dealings with the hospital. We have a local clinic here, Queen Victoria. Well, it's called Queen Victoria Hospital. But that's where I go to see the chiropodist. Otherwise, I just deal with the doctor in the surgery. As I say, he's a very good man. Very pleased with him.
Now, you've mentioned the chiropodist. What's the state of your feet?
Well, excellent, according to her. I've not got any corns, bunions or nothing. Nothing at all, not even hard skin. So I suppose I've been lucky there. But mind you, I've always looked after my feet. I wash them every day with soapy water. So I have always looked after them, and I've always gone to a chiropodist. Fortunately, it's free.
You mentioned earlier that you got a Jocelyn Medal for 50 years, so that must have been 1980. How did that come about?
Well, my local doctor at the surgery where I went then, Dr. Ruggles, he realised it was 50 years with diabetic. I'd been diabetic. And he asked me, did I know the name of the doctor that diagnosed me? Well, yes, I did, and I told him. Unfortunately, he was still alive, so they were able to. He was able to contact him, and he sent a letter verifying the fact that he diagnosed me as diabetic in, I can't think of the year now. He diagnosed me in 1930, so he wrote a letter. And my doctor contacted this Jocelyn Foundation in Boston, Massachusetts. And they sent this, it's a copper medal, it's a huge thing in the case. That's how I came by that one. And the 50-year medal, I got again through my diabetic nurse in WHO. And when I'd had diabetes for 60 years, she said you should get another medal. So she applied to Diabetes UK, and they sent me another 50-year medal because I hadn't made any 60-year medals. But now I'm waiting for the 70-year medal, which I believe I'll get next year. So that's it. Actually, I've got three, and it should have been a different type. 60-year-old, but they didn't make any.